This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
With the content, I've noticed you pretty much exclusively focus on no-gi jiu-jitsu. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started my first 6 years of training were in the gi. And then COVID hit, and then I didn't train for like a year and a half. But right before COVID, I went to a Craig Jones seminar at the school that was down the street. And I thought I was like decent at jiu-jitsu. I was like one of the best people at the school I was training at. But then I went to this Craig Jones seminar, and everyone was asking about like how to defend K-guard. And I was like, I don't even know what K-guard is. Like, what are these people talking about? And then I got heel hooked probably like 50 times in the like training at the seminar. I always felt like 50. So then I was like, man, I need to learn this leg lock stuff. I'm just getting destroyed with it. And then COVID hit like 2 weeks later, and then I stopped training. So basically all over like for a year or so, I just like studied a bunch of leg lock stuff. And then when I came back to training, I just did no gi, and now I only do no gi. I don't watch any gi jiu-jitsu.
Would you ever create content someday surrounding like gi jiu-jitsu?
Right now it's basically kind of what I'm interested in. So if I ever do for whatever reason get interested in gi, then I would. But right now I've kind of taken the approach of, you know, do something really well in a narrow field. And for a while there, it was just, you know, almost like no gi for ADCC was kind of like built what I built my name off of, kind of. And then now I'm doing a lot of other organizations as well. But like basically I tried to like take it to the extreme and just like no gi for ADCC and like try and get a bunch of like statistics around it and stuff like that. I think for the foreseeable future, it's going to be no gi. At least right now, I don't have any interest in the gi. And watching no gi content and keeping up to date with that is a full-time job in itself. So.
Do you find in the broader scope of like the country or the world, no gi jiu-jitsu is more popular, has more eyes on it than gi jiu-jitsu?
Probably eyes on it, yes, but I think a lot of people still train in the gi. Like I built this kind of the business model that I've tried to follow is you like basically the idea is you give away the product for free, but you sell the process. So the product is like all the YouTube videos I make, the Instagram videos, the newsletter, every piece of like content that I make is the product, and I give all of that away for free. But the process I use to do that is the website that I made. So basically, if you want access to that process yourself, you sign up for the website, but all the product is for free. So that's kind of the business model. Sorry, I forgot the question, but I had a train of thought and then I forgot it.
No,
what was your question again?
As far as popularity between no-gi and gi.
Right. So basically the database has all no-gi stuff, basically. There's very limited gi material on there. And the people who sign up, there's a decent amount of them that have given the feedback that they wish there was more gi content because they train primarily in the gi. So yeah, like based on that feedback and what I'm kind of experiencing as I'm growing the product, it seems like a lot of people still train in the gi, but I do think the no gi events draw a lot of people in and get a lot of eyeballs on the sport. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic.
For those who might not know, do you find training in a gi versus training no gi, are those two completely different skill sets, or are there things that you can take from one and use in the other?
You know, I would say I'm not the most qualified person to answer this question because I don't even know if I could tie a belt anymore, kind of thing. So I don't necessarily know. I don't know. I think it's probably, you would probably do okay. You know, like if you just train no gi and then you, you know, throw on a gi, I think you'd do okay. But I imagine there are some areas that would give you some novelty that you would not necessarily be equipped to deal with, you know? So, yeah, I guess it kind of determines if you could funnel them into your game or they funnel you into their game, kind of thing.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.